Hey Nathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing not too bad today.
All right. So I heard you're in a program called SET at Conestoga College, correct?
That is correct. Software Engineering Technology.
Awesome. Could you give a short description of what SET is?
Well, as I said, Software Engineering Technology. It's a computer course. What we do is we write software for computers. Obviously, it's a little bit more in-depth than that, but in a nutshell, that's what it is.
Okay, that's awesome. What exactly got you into computers and coding?
Well, I've been interested in computers since I was younger. I just like messing around with them. I like taking them apart, that sort of thing. So when it came time to try and figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, computers was an easy option.
Nice, nice. If you could create the ultimate computer system, what would it be?
Oh, that is a tough question. I'd probably just take Deep Blue, which if you know what that is, it's absolutely godly, but that's probably about it. That's
nice. Sounds like an ultimate system. I don't know what it is, but that's fine.
It's a chess-playing system. It's great.
Cool. Do you have a desired career you'd like to get into?
Ideally, I'd like to get into game design. Once again, ideally, I would create my own company, but that's a little in the future. It takes a little bit of work, so we'll see how that works.
For sure. A Mac and a PC race, who wins?
Macs, by far.
By far? Could you do a little description of why?
Well, if you actually look at it, despite the fact that Macs are a little bit more expensive, they're better systems, they're less viruses, they're faster, the operating system, Windows, it's a good operating system, but it kind of sucks when you compare it to something like Mac. And Macs are just, for the most part, better at pretty much everything.
True enough. If you had a chance to do anything you wanted to do for one day, what would it be?
Anything at all?
Anything. Let's keep it PG, though, you know?
I'll see what I can do. There goes my first option, but whatever. I'd probably be an actor for a day.
Nice.
That'd be pretty fun.
It's awesome. Why did you choose acting?
Same thing. In high school, I got into a lot of drama and stuff. I just thought it was fun. I like being on the stage, or in this case, I guess, in front of a camera, but I don't know, it's fun, so best way to work.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. You mentioned game design earlier. If you could create a game, what would it be called and what would the concept be?
As for a title, I actually haven't picked one out yet, but I was always a fan of like the Final Fantasy style games, RPGs, stuff like that. That's probably the first style of game I'd try to make, but I'm a big fan of multiplayer games, so if you've ever played something like Champions of Norrath, I'd recreate something very similar to that.
Cool. And my last question is, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could bring three things, what would they be? Excluding any boat-type objects or communication devices?
Well, I'd say a laptop with internet, but that gets in the way of the
Okay, we'll say a laptop without communication availability.
Okay. So just my laptop. Yeah, I'd bring my laptop. Oh, that's tough. Probably a fridge stocked with non-perishable food. And a collection of books. That'd nice. Keep me busy for a while.
Good call. That was our interview, and that was great. And you answered all the questions perfectly. And, yeah, we're done.
Right on.